find someone your own size.
The Star Wars trilogy is back on the big screen, and it's even better with a Pepsi.
Great effects, man.
Yeah.
And, what was it? I forget what the hell it's called. But it's the longest living. It's the mammal that has the longest lifespan, and they can live up to like, was it like 150 years or something? And it's a fucking whale. Like, you understand that? How crazy that sounds, right?
Yeah.
Hold me. I'm on a lake by Naboo. At Naboo.
Your stink. In one more movie, I'll be gone.
In one more movie?
This is the last movie, I'll be gone.
This is the last movie, I'll be gone.
Yes.
It's like she's a ghost?
Yes. She died after she fell off that sand dune.
She died after she fell off the sand dune. I'm watching Praise on the Brr. Yeah. Purple jeans on the screen. Yeah, yeah. Purple jeans got good news. Yeah, yeah. What was it? Yeah. Just, what did it be, a guy that just like walks around and just sings what's going on?
Right.
Did I tell you that there was someone that, is a voice actor, and he does this amazing impression of the singer Michael McDonald. And I was like, that's really funny. And I was genuinely curious. I was like, I wonder what he sounds like. I came across this song, and Michael McDonald was on there, and the impression was exactly what it sounded like, because when Michael McDonald sings, it's like half the words are just, and it really does come out that way.
Right.
And I'm just like, that's not singing. It's like he's like a third of what he's saying is coming out as words. It's like it's the exact. I was like, you know, like you know that you're good at doing impressions when someone hears that and it's just that. I'm gonna tell you. They don't take the outrest again. Okay, you're gonna give me a scenario, and I'm gonna Palpatine it back to you. Yeah, like you know, you're just like, oh, Palpatine, all right, blah blah blah.
You're on the 50-yard line.
Well, no, you gotta set it up like you're having a conversation, like you're asking Palpatine for advice or a question. It's like, hey,
Palpatine, I'm on the 50-yard line playing college football. What do I do?
Do it. Kill him.
But that's illegal.
Do it.
Okay. I killed all of them. Now what do I do? Run like hell.
Do it. Kill them all.
Kill all the witnesses.
Kill them all. He's... It's like watching Scream, but Ghostface sounds like Palpatine. It's interesting that new Scream came out, and it's funny. I've heard so many mixed things about it, but the thing I've heard best was like if you like Scream. And you know how this shit works. You understand that it's supposed to be like self-aware and satirical.
Yeah.
You know that because here's the thing. If you go back to the original Scream, I mean, it holds up. I mean, as much as a movie from 1996 can hold up.
Yeah.
The thing that somebody said best was, like, you go back and you see these kids, and I'm like, that ain't no... like, the first one of the first shots is seeing... You see this, like, someone that actually looks like they're, like, 18 in a room, and there's Neve Campbell. Yeah. I'm like, yo, that's a woman. I'm like, yo, that ain't a 17-year-old girl. That's a 26-year-old woman.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, I want to see Palpatine get drunk. He's just like, wait, oh, yeah.
He's not already drunk.
Nah, he's just really good.
Yeah, I drunk all the wine. Really.
He's just really proud of himself. Did it. Palpatine.
How many did you have to drink? All of it.
Kill him. Do it. That look. Oh, he's gonna. You're a Jedi. Jedi. He's like, I didn't want to be around you anyway.
I'm a cult member.
It's one of them Wookiees I was hearing about.
With you in space. Taking a shit again, I see.
Taking a shit, I am. Yoda, could you just not talk like that? Talk like that, I must. Yoda, I'm gonna like fucking rip your eyes out if you keep doing that shit.
You just see.
Or you know, you could be Samuel Jackson and just look like. All he wants to do is, like, you know, he's got those Sam Jackson, like, yeah. Crazy eyes, right? You know that look. The fuck did you say? He's got the whole range.
This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna push you off.
Yoda, please. You know, the Wookiee version of Braveheart is pretty interesting.
Yes.
Well, I bet this would have looked really cool in a movie theater. How come nobody's like, hey, y'all hear that music for some reason?
they all have their pods in.
They got those beats on, man.
Yeah. Did you just hear something? No.
Tarzan yell? See that?
Yeah.
You can't call it that. It's a fucking Star Wars movie.
Don't worry, Disney owns them.
Disney owns Tarzan. You can't own Tarzan. All those movies that Disney made, for the most part, aren't stuff that they don't actually own.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were doing the yes.
Yes.
The Mr. Burns hands. Accident.
Accident.
That one of the best things I saw was since it's the same guy doing both Mr. Burns and Smithers. That when they had the cast live, the guy was smart enough, like, he gets James Lipton asks him a question. Mr. Burns is having trouble answering it, which is that he asked him about his employee Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
And he's like, he asks him something, and then he's He cleverly makes it so that Mr. Burns is forgetful. Then is able to switch his voice mid-conversation to Smithers, as if Smithers is there reminding him who he is, and then back to Mr. Burns. And I was like, that's good improv. Let me tell ya. All good?
Yeah, I was just seeing a TJ text me.
Give it time. Give it time. It's like, oh man, I wonder if I should start with this nail. Do it. Stop following me, Palpatine. No. Dark side. It always comes back to the Family Guy thing. Just the something. Dark side. Something. Complete. And they just end up naming one of the specials that anyways. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Wait, does she have something going on yet?
I think so.
Where's that shit?
Right there.
No, I meant where's the bonking?
Oh.
Not the actual process, but I mean like the setup to it. I always felt I was like.
That happened like in between movies.
No, I mean, within the context of this movie, I was like, they go, she's like, I want to go to this place. And I was like, why don't you at least show them flying to Naboo or whatever?
Right.
And she's, and I'm like, several months passes to get to that point. Right. I'm just saying. what is he? how many times is. It was Palpatine just... I'm telling you, man, Palpatine was, like, watching, like, he had, like, all the screens. He's like, I like this. He's just watching. He's watching. He's like, he's my pupil.
He's my pupil.
He's, yeah. He's stroking the cannoli, as they say. He's beating the sausage. He's rolling the Stromboli. he's heating the lightsaber. What if the rest of the movie?
Look, they found Pinhead.
I was gonna say he looks like Pinhead. He's like, well, who the hell are you? Stop! Don't call me that.
That's offensive.
I was like, but yeah, I mean, you all kind of just look like the bro. Listen, I don't speak your strange language.
I killed that whole species just out of spite.
You know, it's funny. Like he. That. Could you please stop overemphasizing your words, you freaking weirdo? Could you imagine if somebody was just like, and then right, like everything goes down. It's weird. Oh, what's that one called? R5.
Probably.
He's like, I'll always love you, R2, and he doesn't know what the hell to call him anymore. He's like, this would really help if I knew which one you were. They keep giving me more droids.
Even though I've shown provenly not to be responsible for them.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Don't worry, they're atomic guys.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
It's a horsey.
It won't. No. Don't make them. Don't make those motherfuckers talk.
No, not at all.
I mean, unless that is not Viceroy, but I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure it's Viceroy.
Oh, don't know. See? I did. They made him talk. Is that
legal? Is that
legal? Are you legal? He's like, man. He's like looking down. He's like, you know, I could probably pee on all of them, and they would never know.
Holy you.
I thought you were going to pee on me. And you are a cold one. I guess. Not gonna lie, kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
I mean, he just... And he goes, he just... Doesn't even give him the dignity to step out and then do that.
Right. Ooh, how scary.
He's like excited for it. He's like, oh shit, Ford's lightsabers. I don't know why anyone would be that happy about that, but...
No one would.
Well, he's waiting to hit the... This is a QTE is what's going on here.
Yeah.
You gotta hit the buttons right. No, that's for you. I won. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
He's like,
we already did. It's almost like they're like, well, we already did a double-sided lightsaber. Might as well just do 4 of them.
Right.
It's Yoda's crew right here. It's the Kurtz and the Ballas, you know?
Commander Cody on
the screen. Still, it's the closest. Oh my god, he's got like snake eyes.
I know, right? I took a bunch of shrooms.
Why did you need to show both their faces like that close?
They just want to show Kenobi on shrooms.
Now, what was it? He's crawling like a lizard now.
Right.
Is that like kind of his thing? Like he's kind of reptile like?
Yeah.
I don't know what the. Now them Duke boys.
Now them Duke boys.
He's like, yeah. Look at this.
I was a sentient creature. I would not be jumping off that.
I mean, he can make the landing. That's the thing. I like the idea of interrupting Mace Windu. Is like, well, I mean, it does keep him from talking, I guess.
Yeah.
Listen, stop making him look like he's ready to beat him.
Right.
I I really enjoy the fact that he's reading lines and doesn't even sound like he gives a shit.
Right.
I feel like... Because I found out something, which is that the whole thing about Phantom Menace was like, they're like, yo, we got Samuel Jackson. And they're like, what else? We got Samuel Jackson. And like the fact that he chose a purple lightsaber was kind of about it.
Like, because it's a mixture of light and dark.
That's right, because... Well, yeah, I didn't know Orange just likes purple. he's like, walking around. Anakin looks like he's like... Well, why don't you tell me, Palpatine, huh?
Our grandkids will be good friends. I swear.
Our grandchildren?
Yeah.
Our grandchildren?
Because
Ray's not related to that. Ray's... Palpatine. Oh, that's right, the Palpatine, yeah. The Palpatine.
And the Skywalkers.
The Skywankers.
Yeah.
Let me show you my favorite movie, Skywalker. It's like, no, no, it's okay, Palpatine. I insist. It's just like...
Palpatine, why are you showing me this?
I like it. Do it. Do what? Wake it. Wake it now. Yeah, you got it. Do it. Get him. Kill my penis? No. Kill him. Kill him. You want me to like splooge on your wall? Like, what do you want from me? What is this like? Stop walking in circles, you fucking weirdos. Imagine having a conversation where I'm just like, and then Justin, you know what else happened? And then this happened, but we just kept walking in a circle. And step and move that thing away from his neck. It's a dick contest. Although, Anakin sure treats it like one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird because...
Anakin just could have killed him right there. And definitely.
And then, of course, it's like he becomes Darth Vader. And then it's like, you know, as you mentioned, like, there's no... direct connection to the Padme thing, and I was like, is it just because he's too busy being Darth Vader? Or what? Because obviously he's willing to kill Palpatine.
Right.
In episode 6, so it's... Which means that there's a connection, and I think it's the fact that... And then, of course, it's like, because... I think because he's always had this, like, deep regret... for becoming Darth Vader or something. Right? Something like that. But there's something about Luke where he's just like, you're fine.
Well, he's being shocked.
Yeah. And Obi-Wan's like, hello, old friend. Ow, I'm dead. I can't move.
I'm gonna stick this in your spokes.
In your spokes. He's gonna pull an Indiana Jones 4 on him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whee! One of the few things that Mythbusters is like, yeah, no, this still works. It's legit. I was like, huh. It was legitimately one of those things I was like, no, this has to just be movie bullshit. But no, it worked, and I was like, I guess maybe the fact that it was like a metal rod that was like just the right thing.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, because it's Indiana Jones, and everything in Indiana Jones is a bit exaggerated, so...
Yeah.
I mean, props to somebody. I don't know who. Maybe some...
Right.
I mean, maybe the prop master or whatever.
You would think his hurt would be to protect a bed.
Oh my god. It's just like... That's a bitch stop right there. That's a... He ghetto stopped Obi-Wan. right in the chest.
You shot me.
He just did that like... Right on. Again. He's turning into... He's turning into Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Did you see that look where he's just like, ha ha ha? It's like, hey. You see, it's funny because he just used the gun, but he's calling it uncivilized. That's a joke. Why is this movie a sitcom?
I don't know.
It really is just missing a laugh. It should have been. Well, no. Because then you just encourage Lucas's behavior, and we don't want that.
Right.
Well, don't say that.
I like the new movies, though.
You like the new movies?
Yeah.
I like 7.
Yeah, they have decent graphics. Well, not 7.
Graphics?
Graphics back then.
We're talking Star Wars, yes?
Yes.
Back then.
Because 7 is part of the original trilogy.
No, it's part of the new Disney trilogy. 7's the one with Rey.
Oh, yeah.
7's the one that's just episode 4. People were so pissed off about that, and I was like, what the hell else are you going to do? Oh, no, it's like episode 4. It's a fucking origin story for a character.
Right.
Oh, no, she's on a desert planet. There's a lot of planets... And yeah, it just happens to look like that. Also, notice that it's not fucking Mos Eisley, so what are you bitching about?
Right.
I never understood that logic. I'm just like... The people being so annoyed. Oh, it's not original or whatever. I was like... Look. How do you... You have to write new characters into a movie. And you know what? Okay, you want to point at Rey or whatever. Oh, she's a orphan girl, desert planet, whatever. Sure, you could technically argue that she doesn't actually live. First off, she lives alone.
Yeah.
Secondly, a lot of how there's stuff that she does that's more specific to where she's from, unlike Luke, you know. Whereas, trading and stuff is done, but trading's done literally everywhere. In Star Wars, so you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's so strange.
I'm gonna have to put her down.
Is it what's he crying about?
I don't know.
Is C-3PO? Oh dear. Does 3PO understand what? How babies work?
I think so.
He is human cyborg relations. But, you know, not those kind of relations.
Yeah.
That's a different Star Wars movie.
Yes.
Hey. What is this like? Are you threatening me? What is this fucking like? I don't understand this like weird wire work that they want to do with all these characters. Listen, it was funny enough watching like Liam Neeson do flips and shit.
Yeah.
Which, but that's, but look, it's Palpatine. Palpatine doesn't do flips. What is that face?
I don't know.
Justin, I want you to go to someone. Did you do that? The like, it doesn't help that he's like looking at an angle.
This is his only job to kill off important players.
Mace Windu?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Tell me he's like, cause he's in Clone Wars, right?
Yeah.
So as someone that's never really watched it, tell me he's at least useful there.
No.
Less useful?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So what you're saying is that he might actually be accurate.
Yeah.
No.
How did he not see that coming?
I like that Anakin is like, what the fuck? He's like, bro, you know how to do lightning on your fingers?
Oh god, you look like
he's
that.
Like, he's like fighting two personalities.
Would you say something that looked
oh like my god. That? So he drains himself, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is why he looks like that?
Yeah.
Boy, you look weird, man. But you know what you need? You need a nice, like, cloak covering most of your face.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
He's doing like the old people thing. Oh, I can't die.
I'm too old to die.
Oh, God. He looks like.
So why did I tell you the same thing to Miss Windu?
That's where that fucking line is from.
Yeah.
No, I've been hearing it. No, so there's a Twitch chat I'm in, and one of the sound alerts or that you can type in is that, and I was always like, what is that from? It's from Star Wars. He's like, so what's up, bro? By the way, I look great, don't I? Don't I? I look like... He looks like Herman Munster.
Yeah.
You like my makeup? No, not really.
Good.
Good. Let the hate flow. He doesn't even sound like he's talking to Palpatine.
Right.
He sounds like he's talking to, like, some freak on the street. Oh, by the way, I am Frankenstein. Now move close. He's like, he's gonna, like, pull him in. He's like, now get really in there. You'll absorb the
car.
Absorb the dark side. He's like, yes. Nah, you're no Jedi can suck me. The rest of this is just a porno. That's the new Disney cut. It's like the last. Is they just like everything's the same except for 10 minutes. It's just that. It's just Star Wars porn, and then it cuts back to the movie.
And it's like a pop song. That's all, folks.
I mean, that's all, folks. Da 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 da. I mean, Palpatine.
Do it.
I don't know why he looked so stupid. Check this shit out. Oh, yeah. He doesn't look right.
No.
He's got this, like, I don't know what it is. He's like, what's this? It's I don't know if it's the eyes. Now I'm glad that I know what he looked like before. Because he looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. He's like, why are you calling me that? He's like, you'll find out in like 20 minutes. He like makes Vader, and then like during the credits, he's just like, I'm gonna go enjoy this. But he enjoys it a little too much.
Yeah.
And he like takes a photo of Vader, puts it on his wall. Then the rest of the movie is just him jerking off to Lord Vader. It's just like, oh. He's like, my creation. He's like, ow! No, he has the electricity, so he keeps hurting himself. Every time he tries to do it, if he gets too excited, then he's like, ow! Not again. Does somebody hear music again? It's weird. I don't know why Palpatine sounds like a fucking Jersey mobster, but
it's the 501st Legion.
Da 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 da. Is this one of those Star?
So Commander Rex is with Ahsoka right now. He doesn't follow order.
I just want to edit up this movie. 66. They're just. Oh yeah, 66. Order 69. He's like, why that number? I like the number. It's funny. What if like Palpatine just like goes into stand up and that's his career? It's a COVID vaccine. You'll need it.
Yeah, you'll need it. Ah!
Joke's on him. There's no vaccine at all. Order 66. And if you could make it look really funny, that would really help too. Shoot him again. It's just the whole thing, right?
Woo.
Jenny. I just want... Hey, who that bitch? I just...
Oh, God. Oh. I left the stove on.
he's like getting one of those migraine commercials. Step call. He's just like, stop calling me. Please. I got a pizza on the way. I want like one of those like old school like pizza delivery pornos.
Yeah.
But it's Palpatine. He's like, he just like makes like horrible Star Wars sex jokes, and then he's just like, how about a nice hot popping lightsaber? But he actually pulls out the lightsaber. He's like, oh shit, I fucked it up again. Cut. You don't actually pull out the real lightsaber, Palpatine. That's not how this works. Damn it. What if, like, Chewbacca's the director? He's like, listen, the director expects high quality. Yes, my lord. Oh, no.
Do you know what BDSM is?
I'm poor 3PO is like, what could go wrong? Stop crying. I just like in the background, you just hear Palpatine laughing. He's just like, I can't wait for more people to die.
I can't wait for this to happen again.
It's just like, Actually, the Order 69 joke he would make in the porno is just like, it's like, execute Order 69. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Is that
what? That's just a random young one.
That's a random young one? I just want like Palpatine commentary. That's just him shit talking everything. Yeah. Unless it's something that he's enjoying. He's like Master Kenobi, that fucking prick. He's like, check that shit out. Just that for the whole movie. And whenever he's on screen, he's like, who's that handsome devil? He's like... The first thing he would say in a... If he was literally doing a porno, would be the first... It would be someone say, is that a lightsaber in your pants? You're just happy to see me. He's like, it's both. Oh. Palpatine, stop killing the actors. I did that was in the script.
I wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah, I bet that's just some Wookiee. Is that... Is that the man himself?
One of them is Chewbacca.
One of them's Chewbacca. One of them's one of them's Chocobo. That's crazy.
Maybe I look behind that pillar.
Maybe I bet there's no one here. Like, it just, everybody just screams the obvious. Oh, the McDonald's gotta take your order. Yes. I'll have one Jedi. He's like,
okay, what do you want with the
execute order 66? He's like, we don't have that many items on the menu.
You killed a droid.
Wait a minute, sir. Wait a minute, Organa? As in,
Senator Organa.
No, I was saying that, but that, no, that last name though. Like Leia.
Yeah, Leia's dad.
Adopted dad. Yeah. he just sees that, he's like, his name is Orgasm. Like, no, it's not Palpatine. Yes, it is. He's like a 12-year-old.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I call it night here, and you have to work tomorrow.
So well-timed.
I'm gonna kill you, Ken.
The rebels need your help. Build us more ships.
Lego and Star Wars join forces for the first time, so you can build authentic Lego X-Wings and Y-Wings. Only you can help Luke and the rebels defeat Darth Vader and his TIE fighter and save the galaxy.
You did it! You saved us!
Lego Mania!
Lego Mania!
The new Lego Star Wars collection. Each set sold separately.
Hi everyone, I'm Jim Moray, reporting live from Mecca, the holy grail, if you will, for Star Wars fans, the front of the line for the prequel, The Phantom Menace, which premieres just hours from now. Let's take a look down this line. It extends around the block, and many of the people have been here for some 6 weeks or so. Let's go here. Apollo,
yes, sir.
Please come over here. This rather official-looking person is actually a fan waiting in line. First of all, you've been here for 6 weeks. Explain this getup that you're wearing.
Basically, this is just a walkie-talkie setup so that me and two of the other coordinators for the line can communicate throughout the line, because besides having campers, we invited a lot of people, and so they're lining up by themselves down at the end. So we're just trying to make sure that everybody is, you know, cohesive. And
but you're a fan, you waited in line, you bought tickets just like the rest of them.
That's all I came out here for. It's just natural instinct to kind of, like, help out and, you know, try to organize it and make sure that it doesn't fall apart. I mean, there's a lot of people here.
And to give you a sense of what these tickets are going for on eBay, an online service, two tickets sold for the New York premiere for $400. That's tonight. Two tickets sold for the Hollywood premiere for $200. Apollo here was offered $1,500 for his single ticket and his place in line, but he figures that with 550 hours in line, that's only about $3 an hour, so it's not worth it. Clearly, George Lucas has created a virtual empire with the Star Wars franchise. Dennis Michael sat down and talked with arguably the most successful director in history.
In the world around George Lucas, Wednesday is the critical day, the day Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, arrives in the theaters after months of anticipation. It means something else to George Lucas himself, a vacation, a brief one.
When the movie comes out, I'm actually going to go and lie on a beach somewhere for a while. But basically my job now is to write and get the next one all written and designed by October.
By October?
Yeah, because we start... We started shooting in about a year.
Indeed, work has already begun at Lucasfilm on what is currently just known as Episode 2. Producer Rick McCallum describes his relationship with Lucas in Jedi terms, master and apprentice.
It's definitely master and apprentice.
Is it really?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, I mean, you know, every relationship you have, if you're a producer, is dependent on how successful the relationship is with your director, really determines how well the film goes and how much you guys like working together. You think you've just gotten a clue of how he thinks, and then suddenly he comes up with stuff that is so imaginative and bold and provocative.
And although Lucas hasn't directed a film since 1977, the cast of The Phantom Menace says that force is still with him.
He's amazing director. He gets the utmost performance out of every actor he works with, and he is the nicest guy.
He gives you the impression that you have all the time in the world to achieve whatever you want to achieve, and equally he's very quick to say, look, I've got that scene, I know I have it, and I'm going to be able to cut from here to here to here.
That subject is undoubtedly what will be on George Lucas's mind on that unnamed beach somewhere in the warmer part of the world, linking episodes 2 and 3 into the existing Star Wars saga, which now has its beginning.
It's relentless, but because of this environment that he's created for us, it's such a joy. So I'm incredibly lucky and honored to be able to be a part of it.
I have to face this all over again. But I've got the story and I know, and I'm just really basically telling the story that's already been set up. So it's, you know, I just have to work out all the details.
As audiences are now set to fight the battles of Naboo, George Lucas is preparing the movie event of the year 2002. Dennis Michael, CNN Entertainment News, Hollywood.
This is a sad moment for the folks who've been here for 6 weeks. They've been ordered to remove their chairs so that they can queue up a little more tightly in anticipation of the premiere tonight. Andrea is 18 years old, a college student?
Actually, high school student, senior, yeah.
You've been in line for 6 weeks, so you've been rotating in shifts, right?
Yeah, we take shifts. Some people do days, some people do nights.
What do your folks think about this?
Actually, my mother is very supportive. You know, she comes by, she says hi, she totally understands. I mean, I've been planning this for several years.
She bring you food?
Yeah, I mean, she packs lunches and stuff, and we take them along.
Believe it or not, with all of these people, there are actually some folks who don't care, you may find this hard to believe, who don't care about the Star Wars prequel. Gloria Hillard tried to find them.
Well, by now you've seen those fans online, and it seems everyone on the planet has tickets to the most anticipated film of the century except you. But wait, according to a USA Today CNN Gallup poll, 25% of adults say they won't be seeing the film. My assignment, who are they?
Say, do you know what's happening May 19th?
May 19th. No. What's happening May 19th?
Star Wars is...
Oh!
Star Wars is coming out.
Oh, all right.
Star Wars?
Oh, the Star Wars.
Are you planning on seeing it?
Absolutely not. No? I'm too old for that stuff.
Oh, no, you're...
No, I want to be in Venice. I want to be in Florence.
It's not my cup of tea, and I don't think I will be seeing Star Wars, but I will be going to stand online.
Is it science fiction? It's science fiction, right?
Pacific Stock Exchange. Those guys look serious. I bet they're not going.
Since I didn't have time to go myself, I've had someone waiting in line for us to make sure that we get tickets.
Well, I always identified with Princess Leia.
Well, it does look a bit like a command center of a space station. Okay, next stop. The racetrack. Now, what are the odds these folks will be seeing Star Wars?
Star Wars is opening.
Oh, absolutely know that.
I would not wait online.
Do you have a favorite character from the trilogy?
I liked the little robot E2.
I like Darth Vader.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I like the little guy, the little robot.
Well, by now you're probably thinking Star Wars' biggest fans are under 40.
We love Star Wars. Who's your favorite character? I like them all.
Yeah, we can't say he's like one better than the other.
It's just that the over 40 crowd sometimes has a problem with
RD2T. Is that it?
Wasn't that Star Trek?
No.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Darth Vader, which one's he in?
Well, speaking of...
So do you guys plan on seeing the movie on Wednesday?
We were thinking of camping out, but we all have lives.
You know, I would have sworn they'd have tickets. Gloria Hillard, CNN Entertainment News, Los Angeles.